This is Center Stage Minnesota. It's our show at Northern Community Radio that between the hours of 2 and 3 o'clock each weekday afternoon now, we focus on the talents of Minnesota music. Today, we just got a new compilation in for the Arrowhead story, and you can go to Facebook to find out more about that. It's a very local issue. It's a compilation to raise money on one side of this issue that is definitely present in northern Minnesota, particularly northeastern Minnesota right now. And there's a number of good artists on here. Charlie Parr, working with Murder of Crows, Hometown Hero, Snowbarn, Actual Wolf, Charity Howitt, I don't know how to say that, I'll have to ask somebody that knows, all on this compilation out for the Arrowhead story. And we'll hear something from that in just a moment. Now we're going to hear one from Actual Wolf. That is not the song that appears on that. It comes from Actual Wolf's acoustic release from 2012 called USA. This song is one that just grabs me. I feel like it shows me that it's still possible to write an effective and somewhat subtle something that arises above politics, even though it really is kind of about politics. It's a protest song of the quality that somebody from a little further up the range than Eric Pollard was writing years ago. This one's called The Discussion from Actual Wolf.
I sat down with a politician for some answers. He kept saying that I was insane. Communists are taking over Washington. The battalions of the poor should bear the blame. The middle class have robbed me of my money. And the Democrats have given it away. And I said, thanks for blaming half the population. I'll toast to you on Independence Day. He regaled me with tall tales of job creation. Lectured me about the tax he paid. Socialists are stealing education, and the teachers and their unions are to blame. The working class raided all my mansions, and the liberals won't let my workers stay. And I said, aren't your friends the ones that can't stand the legals? I'll toast to them on Independence Day. He talked down to me about the gay agenda and preached about the way things used to be. Adam and Steve are ruining Christian marriage. They've drugged my youngest into their faggotry. The immigrants are closing all the factories, and Occupy is showing kids the way. And I said, you're trampling on the dreams of all our fathers. I'll toast to you on Independence Day. I'll toast to you on Independence Day. 'Cause I will toast to you on Independence Day.
Thank you. like weeds waiting on the bottom. Hold this dredge as several tons over crawling children. We love our land without greedy fingers in it. This water stays our home.
Spills into the water. Nobody told us we should steer clear. There's mud on our feet and the grass. It tastes like turpentine. Down at Ben Johnson's Creek, there's a broken pipeline that spills into the water. We go out walking one day, and a couple of mean old boys come up to us and say, Ben Johnson's now public domain. We tried to pay him off, but all he wanted was to stay. Nobody told us we should steer clear. There's mud on our feet in the grass, it tastes like turpentine. Down at Ben Johnson's Creek, there's a broken pipeline that spills into the water. We love place. There's wide table grapes, and his mother planted these. Now all these willows will go. Ben Johnson held out as long as body can hold. Nobody told us we should steer clear. There's mud on our feet in the grass. It tastes like turpentine. Down at Ben Johnson's Creek, there's a broken pipeline that spills into the water. Down at Ben Johnson's Creek, there's a broken pipeline that spills into the water.
Silver, gold.
That was Snow Barn, and that comes from Industry Peace Environment, which is that compilation I was talking about in the last break, the Arrowhead Story. It's a compilation of musicians from Minnesota, most of them from northern Minnesota. That one, Snow Barn, is Galen Lee, who also is part of Murder of Crows, along with Alan Sparhawk. It started off as a duel between Galen Lee and Arian Norgard. They've added a few more band members since, and you can actually see a feature on that band on our website on our Center Stage Minnesota page. Amy Clark produced it, and it was a very good piece. Before that, we heard Mark Olson with a similar type of song, probably more about California, where they've had probably more issues with gold mining, where the toxic chemicals definitely are less able to be controlled often than they are in iron mining, such as we've had up in northern Minnesota. Ben Johnson's Creek from Mark Olson, the original Harmony Ridge Creek Dippers, to my own Joe Ellen. We also heard an interesting one from Lee Jeffrey called Dredge. Kind of if you called early Trampled by Turtles or maybe the Saint Anyway Band or Matt Ray and Those Damn Horses, Stompgrass, you'd probably call that like slowgrass or something. It's like a cross between bluegrass and the style that Mimi Parker and Alan Sparhawk pioneered in low starting in the 90s out of Duluth. Actual Wolf started off the show with The Discussion from USA release from 2012. I'm Charlie Polkerbeck, and this is Center Stage Minnesota. Center Stage Minnesota is our show that focuses on the talents of Minnesota musicians. Coming up, we're going to hear something from the late Big Walter Smith. Last week, I got handed something new that is a project that centers around Terry Longton and features a number of musicians who have been around northern Minnesota, specifically the Grand Rapids, Itasca County area, for a long time. It's called Terry and Them, as in Terry and Them. The record is called That Was Now, This Is Then. This time, I think we're going to take a look at one that is actually a cover or a rendition of a Rodney Crowell song called Till I Gain Control Again.
Just like the sunlight over on Marcus Sandler's journey's end. No matter what seas I go sailing on, sailing.
Will be the very end. You took away my left foot, so please don't take away my right. You lied and you cheated, you left me for broke. Now you're coming back around me, looking for hope. By the next time you leave me, I'll be at the end of my road.
Walter Smith and the Groove Merchants, that comes from Brother to the Blues, and we heard Left Foot. Before that, Terry and Them, new release out with Terry Longton and Friends, and it's called That Was Now, This Is Then. We heard them do a Rodney Crowell song, Till I Can Gain Control Again. Here's one from someone that plays around northern Minnesota once in a while, Robert One Man Johnson. And this one was with Bobby Hendricks on tuba. The release is called Let's Get Primitive. Sally's Such a Big Bone Girl. That's not a nice thing to say.
Sally's such a big bone girl. Sally's such a big bone girl. This old boy's in a whirl, 'cause Sally's such a big bone girl. You ought to see my Sally. She lives down on Governor Street. Her legs are long and you can see she's strong, from her hair to the bottom of her feet. When it comes to loving, Sally scares me half to death. But I'll take a chance in horizontal dancing, boogie till I'm out of breath. 'Cause Sally's such a big bone girl. Sally's such a big bone girl. This old boy is in a whirl, 'cause Sally's such a big bone girl. You ought to see my Sally, taller than a full-grown man. She's a lean, mean romance machine. I see her every chance I can. The whole darn town is talking, 'cause Sally's only half my age. But the town be damned, she's a woman, I'm a man, and our love is taking center stage. 'Cause Sally's such a big bone girl. Sally's such a big bone girl. This old boy is in a whirl, 'cause Sally's such a big bone girl. Sally grabbed me by my collar, she said I was her man. Her arms around, all muscle bound, I melt like butter in a pan. 'Cause Sally's such a big bone girl. Sally's such a big bone girl. This old boy is in a whirl, 'cause Sally's such a big bone girl. Sally's such a big bone girl. Sally's such a big bone girl. This old boy is in a whirl, 'cause Sally's such a big bone girl. Sally's such a big bone girl. Sally's such a big bone girl. This old boy is in a whirl, 'cause Sally's such a big bone girl.
We'll be right back. just about quarter to. Something just occurred to me since you and I are here. How about the two of us just disappear? Since we're talking anyway, and since you've been so great, I'll meet you tomorrow night, so mama don't be late. I'll be here come rain or shine, we'll have us a good old time. What do you got to lose? What do you got to lose? What do you got to lose? What do you got to lose?
That's Little Man, and that is a group that centers around the creativity of Chris Parcelli, who was in Ike Riley's group and came through the Twin Cities for an extended stint at the Turf Club a couple times and met his future wife. Just fell in love with the Twin Cities and decided to move here and start his own band. He's called Little Man because he's probably not even 5 feet tall. Just an interesting guy. He has an amazing charisma, and when you see him on stage, it really comes through. The record is called Of Mind and Matter, and that one was called Together on the Long Way Around. Stay tuned for that on Center Stage Minnesota. Before that, The Bad Companions, featuring sort of the who's who of Minneapolis rockabilly musicians that haven't even moved to Nashville or Austin, Texas to become session players. This one's called What Me Worry, and we heard What Do You Got to Lose? And from Let's Get Primitive, Robert One Man Johnson with Bobby Hendricks on tuba. And we heard Sally's Such a Big Bone Girl to start that set off. This is Center Stage Minnesota. It's made possible by Minnesota's Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. More music coming your way from Minnesota musicians. Here's one from Selah Ovesen. This one is called If We Only Had a Season. Thank you.
Comes a rainstorm, put your rubbers on your feet. Comes a snowstorm, you can get a little heat. Comes a love, nothing can be done. Comes a fire, and you know just what to do. Blow a tire, you can buy another shoe. Come love, nothing can be done. Well, don't try hiding, 'cause there isn't any use. Oh, you'll start sliding when your heart turns on the juice. Comes a headache, you can lose it in a day. Comes a toothache, see your dentist right away. Comes love, nothing can be done. Behind the door comes love, nothing can be done. Comes the measles, you can quarantine the room. Comes the mousey, you can chase it with a broom. Comes love, nothing can be done. Oh, that's all, brother, if you've ever been in love, that's all, brother, you know what I'm speaking of. Comes a nightmare, you can always stay awake. Comes depression, you may get another break. Comes love, nothing can be done.
The Southside Aces from A Big Fine Thing, that's Comes Love. And before that, we heard from Selah Ovesen, If We Only Had a Season. That comes from her 2010 release, Rogue Lightning. Been enjoyable bringing you another hour of Minnesota music from their Mr. International release from the Vibrochamps. It's a 2009 release. This is one that's kind of like one of those James Bond themes types of things, a little surf guitar in there, and sort of a vignette of sound clips. Mr. Mofongo.
You don't deserve anything decent. You're scum, buyers of sin, traitors in corruption. And here's the man who runs the store, Mr. Flesh Merchant himself. There's a very dirty word for what you are. Thank you. guess. Our buyers, the fools these sex stores are set up for. You cause it, so you're worse than we are. You don't think for a minute you're treated nicely here because you're admired or even liked. You can't believe these girls just can't resist you because of your charms. Well, look at yourselves. You're all drunks and lechers. It's your money we're after. Lots of it. And we'll sell you all the sex and liquor and degradation you want to buy.
The Vibrope Champs there from their Mr. International release and Mr. Mofongo. Closing us out today on Center Stage Minnesota is one from the Doug Haining Quintet. Last Man Swinging is the name of the record. And it's a 2011 release. Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me, a Duke Ellington tune here on Center Stage Minnesota.
Thank you.